Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. There's been a lot of buzz and coverage of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's recent rule that requires foreign trademark applicants to have U.S. counsel. This is a big change in practice from the USPTO, something that's completely new and has never been done before in the U.S. I want to talk today about why, when, and what of the rule details. So in terms of why, the USPTO essentially has promoted this rule because of what it considers necessary to ensure the accuracy and integrity of the trademark register. And the USPTO is undertaking a number of initiatives related to this in 2019, but this one may have the largest impact on the most number of applicants. And it stems from recent years, a huge increase in number of applications from China, and a huge increase in number of applications that have evidence of use that looks like it's been doctored or created on a computer or copied from a different trademark application or from a different photo or different specimen. And there's been a lot of overlap between the applications from China and the applications with specimen and evidence of use issues, although they're not necessarily overlapping issues. So that's why this rule was done. And it is useful to note that many, if not most, other trademark offices throughout the world require applicants from outside of their country to have counsel. And so U.S. applicants applying in a whole number of countries around the world have to hire attorneys to help them go through the process in applying. Until August of 2019, however, anybody could apply in the U.S. and they could do it with or without counsel. Now that this rule has gone into effect on August 3rd, 2019, U.S. applicants, U.S. corporations or U.S. citizens or residents can file applications with or without attorneys. Of course, I recommend using an attorney. But foreign domiciles, whether they're individuals or companies, must have an attorney. Another side effect of this new rule is that for U.S. attorneys, even when working with U.S. clients, now must include details in every file, in every application and record at the USPTO, more details regarding their authorization of practice law in the U.S. And so they must provide their bar number and the state from which they are a member of the bar. And that is being required now for every form, every response that's being submitted with the USPTO. So it's, from a practical matter, it's creating some additional time and some additional filings that may not have been necessary or may not have been as complicated beforehand. Again, it's for the greater good, hopefully, to make the register more accurate and to weed out those who are acting or filing in bad faith for whatever reason. And one other side effect of this new rule is that just prior to the rule taking effect in early August, in the 2 weeks before the new rule went into effect, there was a surge in application filings out of China. So people in China, businesses in China were aware of this, were aware of the deadline, and apparently made a rush to file applications before the deadline. Now, the interesting thing is they're likely to still have to designate U.S. counsel once the applications get reviewed, because the requirement is for all applications and all records after August 3rd. And so they still have a pending application as of that time. And finally, for U.S. counsel, one practice tip is to also be on alert for any unauthorized changes to files that you're involved in or to files that attempt to add your contact information to somebody else's file. Because inevitably, people are going to try to game the system and get around this. And inevitably, there will be some names of lawyers and contact information of lawyers caught up in the system, rightly or wrongly. So be on alert. Therein lies the value of using backup systems and docketing systems to make sure that you know what's happening to all the applications that your name is associated with. So those are the basics regarding this new U.S. Council rule. It's a very important rule, and it's affecting a lot of applicants, again, from outside the U.S., and it's affecting a lot of practitioners from inside the U.S. I hope you found this helpful and enjoyable. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.